A good night of Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayechi, and Shabbos Chazak, Tav Shenayin Tes. We hope everybody is doing well. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to his children at the end of his life. We find something very interesting in the bracha of Shimon and Levi, where it comes out not being so much of a bracha, but as a curse. And the Torah actually says, the lashon of Oror, a curse, Oror apam ki oz. Yaakov Avinu says that he curses the anger of Shimon and Levi for going and killing the people of Shechem after they had violated Dina. It seems from here that Yaakov Avinu could not fathom that Shimon and Levi did such a terrible thing. And the question is, why did Yaakov Avinu curse them? What did they do so terrible? In fact, if we were to juxtapose or put ourselves, chas v'shalom, into such a situation, it would seem that this was the proper thing to do, that they avenged the honor and the dignity of Dina, as they themselves told their father Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach, HaKizayna Yasas Achisenu, should our daughter become Hefker, should our sister become somebody who is not respected, somebody who is violated. So what was the Avera, or what was the Taina that Yaakov Avinu had on Shimon v'Levi? And the truth is, the Ramban tells us that Yaakov Avinu was more upset at Shimon v'Levi, not for what they did, but how they did it. We know that the Torah tells us that when Hamor, Avi Shechem, came to negotiate with Yaakov Avinu to let Shechem keep Dina, so the Torah tells us that Shimon and Levi said to him, we cannot make this shidduch with you, we cannot go into this arrangement with you, because you do not have a mila. In order to marry into our family, you must have a mila, you must have bris mila. So what did they do? He goes back to his town, and the pasuk says that they all did a bris mila. On the third day, Shimon and Levi came, and they killed everybody. That's the day when everybody is weak. For that reason, Yaakov Avinu had a taina with them, and that's why he cursed their anger. Yaakov Avinu was telling them that maybe your intentions were correct, but the way you went about it was not correct. You were dishonest with the people of Shechem. Yes, they deserved to be killed. Yes, what they did was horrible. They deserved to be killed because, as the Rambam says, that they did not set up dinim, courts. They did not upset Mishpat. We know one of the Shivas B'nai Noach is that they have to set up courts. There has to be a fair court system. And letting Shechem get away with what he did was a violation of civil law. Or as other Rishonim say, because they were part of it, they were involved in this whole story. Whatever the case may be, but going about it, the way they went about it, and the way they killed Shechem, the people of Shechem, and the pasuk says they're the Chivim, the people that were of the Chivi that lived in Shechem, that was something that was dishonest, was disingenuous. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu cursed their anger. Their anger led them to act in a disingenuous and in dishonest way. And as a result, that anger, it cannot be tolerated. That anger cannot be left unchecked and not taken care of. We find that there was one group that was not killed when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael to Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk tells us in Yeshua that the Chivim who were in the city of Givon, they pretended like they had not come from Eretz Yisrael, and they made a deal with Yeshua. Yeshua would not kill them. They dressed up as water carriers, and Yeshua allowed them to stay alive and gave them jobs as the water carriers, as working in menial jobs for Klal Yisrael. When he found out that they had lied to him, the pasuk says that he did not kill them. He let them live. And the Radak and the other Mefarshim say, why didn't Yeshua kill these Chivim? He didn't kill these Chivim because he had given his word. Even though they were from Shiva Sa'amimim, even though they deserved Chiv Misa, they were supposed to be killed. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be killed when Klal Yisrael came in. But since Yeshua had given his word, they would not kill them. He did not want to make a Chilul Hashem. And Rashi says in Perikid Aleph in Yeshua that this is in remembrance of what happened with Yeshimon and Levi and the people of Shechem. Mida kenegan mida, that they were not 100% genuine in their contentions for telling them to have a bris mila, and as a result, they got sachar, they got rewarded later on, that when it came time for them to be killed legitimately, Yehoshua kept his word to make a Kiddush Hashem because of the mida of emes, that he gave his word that he wouldn't kill them. And that's a lesson for all of us, that whenever we do anything, especially in business or whatever it might be, but in mitzvahs too, We have to make sure that we're 100% honest with ourselves, our kavanas, our intentions, why we're doing it, how we're doing it. And in that way, we'll be zeicha to do avodas Hashem correctly. Ad bias goyel tzedek b'mehir b'yaminu amen. A good Shabbos to all.